Today's best Trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
Trots Racing today heads to Terang to take us through the program of racing at Terang. The quaddy legs is, well, we'll go through the entire meeting, in fact, is Rob Orber. Rob, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Brendan. We're off to Terang tonight, first at 4:47 and the last at 8:36, but looking forward to another very good program there tonight.
Get out in time before the fog rolls in?
Yeah, I was just saying to Matt off air, unfortunately just coming home from Terang always at night time, as you're fully aware, the fog can be a bit of a problem at times, so let's hope it's kind to you.
Yes. Race number one on the program is a 53-58. Nine is the scratching over the 21.80. Sign up major is $1.70 here. Gracie Cullen for Mick Bellman, $3.70. And Kowalski Analysis, $3.80.
Yeah, I think the market's pretty much on the money. Yeah, look, number five, Silent Major, going really well. A terrific third last start at Terang. Young Xavier O'Connor takes the drive tonight to get that concession claim of five. Looks hard to beat. It'll be interesting to see how he drives his horse at the start. I always find that he's probably better when he's not used up out of the gate. But look, again, he looks hard to beat. One, Gracie Cullen, certainly strips fitter. She was pretty good when finishing third, first up behind Presidential Art. She gets a better draw and she's fitter. Looks pretty hard to beat. Number 10, Pride Lands, is a horse that I've put into my selections. And I think you may have called this horse going back a long time ago, Brendan. Really nice horse. He's a six-year-old. He's only had the six starts for one win, three placings. First up since May of last year. But I'm certainly not ruling him out first up. And number 11, Kowalski Analysis, racing really well this three-year-old. Bit of a tricky draw to handle, which might make it a bit tougher. But 5-1, 10 and 11 for race one.
Second event of trot from the stand, Delta Sun is the favourite here at $2, Sparkling Success at $4.
Yeah, wrapped with the run of Delta Sun first up. Just looked terrific going out onto the track that night. Only strips fitter here, and despite the 40-metre handicap where he won from last start, I think he'll be hard to beat. 10, Sparkling Success, had a pretty tough run last start, but again, probably an easier assignment tonight. I think they'll fight out the finish, 9 from 10, really looking forward to that clash. 6, Maori Shadow, resuming since February, had really good form before that. I expect it to go well fresh. And number 8, the other one I've put in, sorry, is number 2, which is Show Me the Mauler. He'll be on the speed and should run a cheeky race. So 9, 10, 6 and 2 for race 2.
Third over the sprint trip, a 57-69. 2 comes out, 6 Troubadour, who was an emergency at stall and didn't get a run there on Wednesday. $2.90, met as always, 4.420 rollover.
Yeah, really good quality race, a few chances. Look, I like Hugo Rock, so I think he's going really well, this horse. He's just not having any racing luck. He should be peaking tonight. He's had 3 runs back from a spell. All of his performances have been full of merit. I can't see why he can't win number 4, Hugo Rock. So I've tipped him on top. From 5, rollover, racing really well. Lovely horse. Another one from the Aaron Dunn stable with Xavier O'Connor on board. 6, Troubadour. Been terrific since coming across from New Zealand. Very brave in defeat behind Glen Avril King last start. And the other one that we've slotted in here is number 8, Mad As Always, will strip fit. I don't even rule out a horse like number 7, Bundy Playboy. Could be way over the odds tonight. Don't leave him out of your early quaddy. But I like 4, Hugo Rocks on top, ahead of 5, 6, 8, and I've even given the 7 a little hope at big odds.
Race number 4, a 71-82 over the 21.80. Tiang Liberty 2, Crime Rider 3.20. Rupert of Lincoln $3.20 also.
Yeah, tricky race. A few of these horses all from different form lines and coming back from spells. Look, I've stuck with number 7, Rupert of Lincoln. Look, Karen Manning, one thing I've learnt from her over a very long period of time, when she produces horses first up, they're always ready to go. He's a quality horse. He defeated American Zest and Brackenreed in the Gumbau Cup at his last start. Before that was fourth behind Emain Macca in the Stall Cup. And despite being first up since December, knowing Karen's record, she gets him pretty right first up. I'm expecting him to win. I think he's a quality horse. From 1, Kiang Liberty, she's a very honest mare, gets a lovely draw, should be in a good spot throughout. 3, Crime Rider, forget about last start, had a flat tyre. Before that was very good, defeating Stroke of Luck. So it comes right into this race tonight. And number 4, Yankee Lincoln, who was close up behind on the crest of the wave at Terang last start. A really good race. Got to play a little bit wide and tricky here. 7, 1, 3 and 4 for race 4.
7134 at the start. Healesville race 2, 60 seconds off. We'll take a look at race number 5. This is a 44-54. 2 comes out 7. Cool and Calculating at $1.65.
Yeah, Cool and Calculating is the tip here. Finished down the track last start after having a flat tire. Before that, its form was good. Had a little freshen up in between. Second to be hard to beat, number one, Cool and Calculating. From one, Molly's Best. First up here for the Lee Stable. Must be respected. We've put in number 8 for third, Markley Jill. And then for fourth, number 6, Excitus Ruby C. So 7, 1, 8, and 6 for race 5.
7186 race 5, yet to start loading at Healesville. Race number 6 is a 47-51. 3 comes out. Philadelphia Freedom's $1.65. Another one for Aaron Dunn.
Yeah, it looks hard to beat from the draw. Tipped him on top, number 1, Philadelphia Freedom. From 6, Body Culture. He's had a couple of runner-up placings in recent starts. 8, Asherah gets a good trailing draw. And 7, Crossroader from the wide draw. So 1, 6, 8, and 7 for race 6.
1, 6, 8, 7, race 6. We'll push on to race 7. This is a trot over the 2180. The Summer Cat, $1.70. All What Fun Jingles at $5.50.
Yeah, really tricky race. I think it's nearly a field job. I don't think there's too many you can leave out. Look, I've gone for one at a bit of value, number 4, Maori Moore. Looks to have ability, but just needs to trot throughout. I've given it a good each-way hope. From 8, the Summer Cat, who's trialled well, comes into this race very well rated. 6, All What Fun Jingles. Good effort to win last start, an improving type. And one at Bolsley's odds, number 3, early on, who didn't go too bad last start, might run a cheeky race. 4, 8, 6 and 3 for race 7.
4, 8, 6, and 3, race 7. They won't be moving up anytime soon, it looks like, at Healesville. There's a someone on the track there. The track staff walking down the track, so we'll press on to the last, the 3-year-old over the 2180. Lavaughn, $2.60. Keyan Cancun at $2.90. Keyan Cruiser, $3.60.
Yeah, I like you to Lavaughn. Liked its run the other day. It's only in a strip fit. It looks a nice type. Gets a good draw. Should get across the pole horse here. And I think with Jason Lee on board, Vange McDowell, it looks hard to beat. Like also number 3, Just Be Yourself. Seems to be an improving type. Could be a danger to Lavaughn. I like 2 from 3 in this race ahead of 6, Keyan Cancun. Slightly disappointing last start, but certainly can bounce back. And 5, Keyan Cruiser, who's racing quite well. So 2, 3, 6, and 5 for race number 8.
2, 3, 6, 5. Ducks on the Track is the hold up there at Healesville. So we'll kick on for your best bet value call and play, please, Rob.
Okay, best bet, race 8, number 2, Lavaughn. I'm going to stick with the one in the last race, 8, number 2, Lavaughn. My best value, I certainly thought, was race 3, number 4, Hugo Rocks. I thought it had a really good chance each way there tonight. If you like playing a little roughy, maybe race 7, number 3, early on in the 7th event, might run a cheeky race, Bolter's odds. And just looking for the quaddie, first leg, numbers 1, 6, 7, and 8 in the first leg, 1, 6, 7, 8. Second leg, 1, 6, 7, and 8. 1, 6, 7, 8 in the second leg. Third leg, 3, 4, 6, and 8. And the final leg, come home with 2 and 3 in the last race. I reckon we will go pretty close there.
Thanks very much, Rob. Good calling tonight.
Thanks, Brendan.